Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. I'm David Gibson, and today's show is on chills. See if I can get chills with that. Chills. Yeah. Chills and goosebumps. A lot of people say that they use chills and goosebumps as guidance as to when things are, guidance from spirit as to when things are really happening. I use them quite a bit myself. So we're going to be talking a good bit about different things that cause chills and bring in goosebumps. And we're going to be experiencing a few and seeing what happens there. And also, I wanted to give you a call-in number in case you have some interesting experiences with chills that you could call in and share them with us. And let's see. The main call-in number is 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227 if you wanted to share about chills you've had. And we'll get underway with that in just a second. I want to tell you about what's happening at the Institute. We've got quite a few new things going on. First of all, of course, we've got our online sound healing program happening. So you can start that just about any time. You could start on the 25th of February, which is next Tuesday, or start like a week after that as well, I think on March 3rd. And it's kind of ongoing registration for that. We've got about six or seven, maybe eight people in the class right now. And it's really a great class. And there's also the classes at the Institute, which are going on as we speak here. We've got some classes just starting next week that you could jump into that are the first classes of the series. And then we also have the Summer Intensive that is starting on June 13th through the 26th, which is totally immersive sound healing. You will be there from 10 in the morning to 9:30 at night. At first, I thought we might kill people by doing that, but what happens is you get in the zone and people go really deep and get really high. Of course, you can't do any reading or any homework, but you can do that after the course. So that's for 2 weeks, especially good for people from out of town where you can fly in for the 2 weeks and do it. And if you wanted to do the full certificate program, that's like half of the certificate program. If you wanted to do the rest of the half, rest of it, you could do it online, or you could do the second half in August, August 8th through the 21st. There's another thing that's now happening. We just got scheduled various attunements. Let me pull up the schedule here. Schedule event, soundhealingcenter.com/schedule-events.html. And you'll see this if you just go on the site. These are resonant harmony attunements. And we just started doing this. The main idea of this is to create community where we all are connected. Because, you know, when you share sound, it's really an amazing thing. Because when the sound ends, it's like that silence is like just almost the same as if we're all one. Because we're all in the same wavelength. So it's really about connecting and building community. Then the other aspect of it is to bring us into higher states of consciousness, higher and lower frequencies at the same time. And because a lot of people think that a higher state of consciousness is really both directions at the same time. And that's what it, when you look at brain waves, it also seems to be that way. People actually go both high and low. So we'll be going into states of bliss, gratitude, compassion, joy, kind of the same things we do here on the radio show, but with, you know, the electromagnetic field of the other people around in the room. And also to states of deep peace, which is the silence that you share at the end of sound. When the sound ends, that silence is where the fairies live and the angels and all of the other healing energies. Although it happens during the sound, it's often the peace at the end. And we'll still be doing concerts, sound journeys, where you lay on the floor with your eyes closed and we play sounds around you. We'll be toning with intention, doing healing sounds on each other with tuning forks and crystal bowls. We'll be chanting, just playing back sound healing music, doing sound and movement, and guided meditations, different things, you know, different nights. And the next one, well, first of all, we have our open house on Sunday, February 28th, and that's from 1 to 6 p.m. And then we've got the first sound attunement, which is $5 a night, although if you're broke, come on anyway. And that's on March 5th, Friday, March 5th, and then Friday, March 12th, and then March 21st, and March 26th. There's a whole calendar online you can check out. Just go to soundhealingcenter.com. And so you should be having some really interesting resonant harmony attunement gatherings. And I love to have you join us if you're in the area. If not, move here. Give it up. Move on out. No. Anyway, let us now get started with chills. You know, it's interesting. I've never seen any research on chills, although I just heard that there was some research from one of our instructors that there's research about chills created by music. And this research was based on the emotions found in music. And it's by a person by named Jay Panksepp, P-A-N-K-S-E-P-P. And basically, they say that no single piece is guaranteed to give you chills. No single bit of music or sound, for that matter. And they say that they need a background mood, because I guess you don't really get chills unless you're kind of in the mood, or you're in a in the feeling of what's going on. So they're saying a background mood of the music. They say you especially get chills from music you know and love. So if you know music, and there's also, I've seen other research that says, you know, if you play, just simply play back music you like, you get a positive physiological experience. It actually helps your heart and everything. If you love heavy metal, you play it, it's good for you. If you love rock and roll, you play it, it's good for you. If you love sound healing, you play it, it's good for you. I think we've talked before, though, that there are certain aspects of the sound that even that if you're listening to certain sound healing music, it's going to affect your brain waves and heart rate even more deeply than, say, heavy metal, even though you might like heavy metal. You know? So there are two components, whether you like it and what's actually going on with the music itself. This guy's research says that chills most often happen when the music shifts and something and gets quiet or changes, and something then comes out of the background. I'll play you an example here. Actually, I've got a really good example of Pachelbel Canon that we might play later if we have that. I don't know if we've got that queued up, but we'll try that. They were talking that the chills come from the most basic aspect of the sound of a lost or distressed child, the cry of a baby. And that's interesting. But, you know, I think it's a lot more than that. I think there's a basic connection to spirit, a basic connection to unconditional, universal divine love. that gives us chills. They're talking about in this research that surprise brings chills when you surprise somebody. But I often get chills when I'm not surprised, when there's a build. And I think that the build that gives me chills is when the build is similar to the Fibonacci curve, which means it has a mathematical curve to the build that is in tune with nature. I found, and I'll be playing some music that does that and see what you think. It's interesting. I've been, ever since I decided to do this radio, everybody I talk to, I've been asking about where they get chills, just about everybody. And I can tell you where I get chills, and then we'll play with some of these here. If I just breathe in through my nose, and I go like that, just a sniff of oxygen, right? I get chills from just about my mouth up to, not quite the top of my head, but to about my forehead, from on my whole head. So about the level of my mouth to nearly the top of my head. There's another thing that I wanted to mention before we get into this very much. I really think chills are contagious. And when I've been doing these radio shows, there are times when I'll say certain things and it seems like I'm getting a contact high or a contact feedback loop from the people that are listening, even though I can't hear you or talk to you even. It seems like there are times when I get chills when I'm talking or we're listening to music or when we're doing guided meditations that are way beyond what I would normally get if I were just talking to myself or just doing a meditation. They just seem way more powerful. And I assume from that there is a field that is set up of chills. A field of chills. It's funny. I asked my investor friend earlier today, I said, when do you get chills? And he says, when it's below 30 degrees. When it's below 30 degrees, I get chills. It's like, oh, great. Yeah. So I get chills when we have oxygen coming in. But then, it's interesting, when I just stopped right then and thought about it, I got a chill that came through the back of my neck down into my left shoulder. My investor guy that I just talked to, he said that the chills he gets normally always start at his solar plexus. And he said that he believes that's where they normally start because that's your energy center. So it comes through his solar plexus through his whole body. But I often, and I've talked to other people as well, that often get chills that come through the heart. Let's see if I can get chills through the heart. I just did just then when I said that. Okay. Wow. Okay. So I got a chill through my heart that goes up to through my shoulders, through the back of my neck, and just to about my chin height. Didn't go up into the top of my head then. One basic idea, and we'll talk more about where the chills occur, one basic idea of chills is that it's simply a chemical being released by different glands in the body. So, you know, if you're receiving love, your thymus gland in the center of your chest can give you chills. This is really cool. If I try this, okay, experiential time or interactive time, tap your thymus gland, which is, right in the middle of your chest, pretty high up. It's like right at the last bone. Play around with it at the top of your chest. Tap there and see if you can get chills from tapping it. Yeah, I get chills. Now, tap that and set your intention to bring the frequency of love into that thymus. So a lot of people say that's where unconditional universal love enters the body, if you're talking about it coming in versus just being love. So tap it and focus on your intention of bringing in universal love into the thymus and see if you get chills. Wow. Now the chills for me are going from that spot down through my torso to my waist, not going up my neck. Really, it feels like love. Oh, it feels so good. Okay, let's cancel the radio show. Let's just do this the rest of the time. Interesting. I love it. God, a lot of people don't realize how powerful that is. Okay, now let's do it, make it even stronger. I'm going to make the sound of bringing unconditional, universal, divine love into the thymus for me and for you as well. If you want to make the sound, and you can, make the sound that you feel is appropriate for bringing that energy into your thymus, into your whole system. Okay? We can do it all together. Or you can just listen. Or you can do it silently as well and see if you get even more chills. Okay? Okay, here it comes. Energy through their body as opposed to chills. Chills I think of as multiple points. It's interesting. It seems like hundreds of little sparkles through the body. That's the way I think of chills. I never even asked these people, but I assume that's what everybody else normally gets or thinks of when they get chills. When you have goosebumps, you can look at the little bumps on your arm. And it's kind of like, you know, 100 little bumps on your arm, or probably only 50 or so. And so it's like multiple points of energy tingling. And there are sounds that you can pull up in a synthesizer that do that, that go, you know, kind of like little sparkling sounds in a synthesizer that kind of represent or seem to simulate the sound of chills. And sometimes when I just listen to sounds like that, that have that multiple little sparkle thing, I'll actually get chills from just those sounds. Okay. So there's other places where you get chills. I have a phone ringing here, but there it is. Okay, stop. Another place where you get chills is from being in love. Think of the last time you fell in love. I don't have to go far back. When I say that, I get chills in my lower back, through my heart into my lower back. When I bring up that, when I just fell in love. Oh, I get it all the way up into my head now. Oh, there we go, all the way to the feet. Yeah, we got full body. Full body chills here. Just reporting what I'm getting. Falling in love. Interesting. Oh, I get, I feel I can feel the energy from everybody else in the show on this one. It seems like it's amplified now when I speak of this. Or you can then think of, if you really want to get big chills, think of everybody on the planet that is in love and experiencing the feeling of being in love right this moment. That's pretty big. That went through my whole body. So love is probably one of the biggest ones as far as waves of energy or chills. Then waves of energy aren't like these little pointillistic, you know, tingling through the body. Waves of energy are kind of like whoosh through the body. In fact, there's not even a shh to it. It's more like mmm, ayum, ayum. Whereas chills are more like the shimmer of a bell. It's like chills. There's also other things that happen. I was talking with my class about it this week. Some people get kriyas where they get this little blip, where the whole body kind of shakes for a split second. And it's like this bolt of energy just kind of running through you. Some people I've seen have it. It's like they almost jerk completely when this. So it's like a chill that happens in a single moment, you know, and kind of shifts the energy in your body. Then a woman in class said that she gets chills so occasionally when she walks into a public bathroom. She gets a chill that completely takes over her entire body. She can't stop it. It's like this. It's like only a short thing, but it completely takes over her whole body. And that's really interesting. I've got now something I want to play for you, which every time I play it, every single time, and I've played this hundreds of times for classes and for people. I swear, every time this gives me chills. And this is the sound of crickets slowed down. Slowed down electronically in time so that you hear the actual melody that they're singing. So, Seth, if you will, go ahead and play the crickets at 2 minutes and 40 seconds. Check this out. What you're hearing is, of course, normal crickets on the top, but the angels underwater are crickets slowed down. There's nothing but crickets on this recording. Boy, when I listen to this, the chills are in the top of my head, through my torso, but mostly in the top of my head. Big time. We got a bonanza going now. Through my whole body now. Just waves and chills. Over and over through my whole body. When they went up to the high notes, got even more chills. amplified by all the people listening. Nature, there's nothing, well, I shouldn't say that. Well, I don't know if you consider everything to be nature, but nature is one of the best for getting chills. And just a beautiful sunset, or just seeing the ocean, and sitting there watching the ocean, waves crashing, seeing a bird, or here's a good one, coming up on a deer. You see the deer, and you just get chilled. Something so sweet. It's kind of the surprise factor there. Sometimes just the chirp of a bird does it. Sometimes just looking up at the sun, the warmth of the sun on your body. Okay, we can go ahead and fade out the crickets there. Example here that's really, really good. And this is the intro to Pachelbel Canon. And if you will, Seth, go ahead and play just the beginning of Pachelbel Canon, and I'll tell you when to stop it. And it's really interesting. When something fades out, there's this moment of silence that is so precious. And if something beautiful happens in that moment of silence, oh, the chills are intense. Okay? So listen to the beginning here, intro of Pachelbel Canon. I thought, at the school, we used to have an EEG, which we're going to be getting another EEG unit. And I found that the thing that lights up the brain the most when I would play this song, we actually would play this song and test it, is the sound of the ocean. More so than the music. back of my neck up to the top of my head. Now, right around my eyes, I'm getting chills. And then now the chills seem to extending above my head.
About a foot above your head, and
visualize connecting to your higher self up there. Interesting. When I do it right now, I get chills that come down from above, a foot above me, down the back of my neck into my torso. But it's like this super high frequency coming down the back of my neck. And often when I do this, not all the time, actually only occasionally, I shouldn't say often, occasionally I'll get downloads. And my guess is that the reason I think they're downloads is because they don't feel like normal chills. The chills, they don't just come through and go through a wave through the body. It's like they move through the body in really unusual fashions. Like they may go from my left shoulder to my right hip. And it's almost like this really strange movement of energy through my body, almost like it's reprogramming different cells in my body in a very specific way. When I was in the Great Pyramid in Egypt, I laid in the sarcophagus and I toned the resonant frequency of the sarcophagus. It was intense. And I went out of my body and went into the Akashic Records. And at that point, when the door opened to the Akashic Records underneath the Great Pyramid, this energy, this information came streaming up my spine. And it was more than chills. It wasn't just chills. It was like this information flowing through my whole body. And that's what I think of as downloads. Interesting. Sometimes they come in spirals. And I was talking to someone today. They said that they get these downloads and spirals because that's like the Fibonacci pattern of nature coming through your whole system. Wow. And then once, last June 21st, I was doing a thing for the planet that I talked about, bringing in the ninth octave into the planet. And when I did the ninth octave and connected to that, like 2 feet above my head. So it's like, oh, 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 oh. And then an octave above that, which you can't hear, but I'll go to it. And then an octave above that. Oh, my God. I just got chills from the 2 feet above my head and in my knees. Down the back of my neck. But when I was doing that on the beach at Big Sur last June 21st, I got chills like I've never had in the top of my head. It was like there were three glands in the top of my head that just lit up like Christmas trees, and they were completely connected to the ninth octave, 2 feet above my head. It was so amazing. Another major experience was when I was in one of the temples toning for 45 hours, one of the temples in Egypt. And we were toning for 45 minutes, that is. And at a certain point, the ceiling opened up and love and light just poured in. It was just like non-stop chills. I mean, you know, chills are normally like zoom, zoom. This was for the next 2 days. It was non-stop chills, non-stop waves of energy. So a whole bubble of energy surrounded us. In fact, it was really cool because I remember we went back to the boat, which was on the Nile, and the boat took off after we had this experience, and it was really windy, and we were right at the front of the boat outside sitting, and it was like really cold and windy, and there was this huge bubble of warmth around us. and was not affected by the blowing wind at all. So it was like just this whole energy field of chills just became, oh, and this is really interesting. It was only going down to my torso, and then Jan Sircone, who's one of our instructors, started singing this song that she had been given to sing while in Egypt by some higher beings. She sang it, and that completed it, so it had the chills all the way down to my feet through my whole body. And that's where I got the sound bubble around us. Chills. It's amazing. Just finding a quarter, you know, or getting money can give you chills sometimes. Finding a quarter or a $20 bill in your sofa. Silly thing. You know, seeing a baby. Probably one of the best is having a baby born, I would guess. You know? That gives you chills. I get that in the back, in my back. Okay. Want to play another song. And I mentioned the Fibonacci curve. And actually, before we do that, let's actually do a song by Sylvina, which is Invocation. And again, this song, it's kind of like bringing, kind of like the Pachelbel that we just heard. It gets intense, and then it gets really soft. So it's like when someone comes from intensity to a really peaceful, quiet space, often get chills in that space too. So check this out, because this happens in the first minute of this song called Invocation. Okay, so check this out. Go ahead and play Invocation there, Seth. know, when she first started singing, she was so powerful at the beginning. I got chills in my head. And then when she went down softer, I got chills in my torso. It's interesting. You know, chills, again, as I was saying before, I think chills are often associated with different glands. And you can actually activate, we activated the thymus earlier, but now I want to focus on the pineal gland, because they say that the pineal gland is made of actual crystals, and it can actually connect us to spirit. It is actually our source to spirit. So I found that the frequencies that activate the pineal gland seem to be pretty high ones. So let's set our intention to activating the pineal gland and connecting directly to source and spirit. And I'll make the sound. And if you want to join in making the sound, you can do that, or just listen and see what kind of chills we get here. Actually go through each chakra and get different chills from each chakra. I mean, let's we'll do real quickly. The root chakra, tune into that. Feel that. Feel some chills down there. The second chakra, feel a little bit there. Third chakra, power chakra, a little bit there. Heart chakra, a lot there. Oh, boy, that wraps around me like 2 feet around my whole body, around my torso. Throat chakra. Oh, I felt that in my neck. Third eye. Get that third eye down into my head. And then the crown chakra. Wow. It's like this rain, not rainbow, but this white light, almost this ball of white light surrounds my whole head, around a foot or so, or almost like a big halo around my whole head, and a foot or so above my head. Wow. And then wafts through my whole body. Wow. Crown chakra is my favorite. The best chills seem to come from the crown chakra. Seems like the crown chakra is the essence of chills, because it's like the thousand petaled lotus. You know, so it's like a thousand little little things, which are just like chills, like a thousand little sparkles, Oh, that's probably one of the reasons I love sparkles on the ocean so much, or sparkles on the water. Is because they give me chills, because they're so much like the feeling of chills. Sparkles on the ocean are just like the feeling of chills through the body. Nice. But really, again, the most amazing thing is when you can get sustained chills that don't stop. So now let's set our intention to get sustained chills streaming in from spirit, streaming in from unconditional love, or even better, we are love. Every single cell in your body is love. And it's just a matter of remembering that. And you don't even have to remember it, just feeling that, because it's not even something you have to work at, because every cell contains infinite, unconditional, universal love. It is the essence. Our whole system is the essence. And there are 70 trillion cells, average, in our body. Imagine 70 trillion cells emanating love and light at the same time. Then we have the whole field of energy flowing through our body non-stop. Chills that don't stop. And to help with this, I want to play the unconditional love song. As I mentioned earlier, some songs are based on the Fibonacci curve, which is also the essence of love, because when you're transmitting love, your heart puts out harmonics that are in Fibonacci ratios, or the golden mean ratios. So when you tune into music that follows this curve, and that's what this music does, it starts off slow, and it builds and gets more and more powerful and goes up through the crown chakra and then back down, grounding. And it's totally based on a curve. I see spirals going on when this song is happening, when I wrote it. So tune in to the essence of this song, Unconditional Love, and the Fibonacci curve, and set your intention to have nonstop chills, goosebumps, and waves of energy through your body from now on, okay? So go ahead and play Unconditional Love there, Seth. Go ahead and play Unconditional Love. Okay. If you're there, Seth, go ahead and play Unconditional Love. Imagine getting chills nonstop.